We have a lot of job openings in Connecticut, and I don't know if you're out there looking, but we have a segment here that's going to help you.
Okay.
This is interesting because even if you're not looking for a job, you can hear the dumb mistakes that people are making as they apply for jobs.
And laugh.
And so you might be on the other side of the desk.
Right.
Either way, this is to help folks who are out there looking. Anthony Avalon, president of Reitman Personnel, taking on the top five mistakes people make when applying for a job. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks.
Morning. With the right man, yes.
Thanks for having me on.
I
want to tell you, I'm a longtime listener and a big fan of you guys. So,
thank you.
You and us,
thank
right?
Okay. Right back at you. And I hear myself in your phone.
Right.
Oh, not anymore.
See that?
That was weird.
You
right
guys,
man,
did
anybody else hear that?
I did. I hurt myself earlier.
Okay. So what do you think? People making mistakes applying for jobs. What's the most common?
I think the first one and the easiest one is the information on their resume being up to date.
Or true.
Accurate and grammatically correct.
It says here you're a rocket scientist for a couple of years.
This is where grammar matters.
Making $1 million a year.
Right. Yeah. It's one of the easiest things to control. And amazingly enough, you would not believe the amount of resumes that are, one, not up to date, and two, have grammatical errors on there. And amazingly enough, it's one of the things that companies quickly scan for. It's quite amazing.
That's the first sign you have someone who's not detail-oriented or even can get a finish a project. Your project was...
For sure.
School is not spelled S-K-O-O-L, by the way, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
The other thing with resumes, and I don't know if this is on your list, but when they have long paragraphs, you know, like 5 pages.
Death.
Right? It should be 1 page.
Yeah.
Brief. Brevity.
Yeah.
Right? Easy to read.
Upbeat.
Your name
I
on
mean,
top.
I mean, the rule of thumb, Chess, is less is more. You know? Keep it simple.
Right.
Yep. You know, that's my head right now. Less is more.
See,
keep it simple.
So I like chronological order. So your name, address, right? And then the top is your present or most recent job, the dates, and then like a couple sentences on the responsibility, like what you did
there.
That stuff,
So job, title, what you did, and then next, the job before that, then next the job before that.
Yeah.
And then maybe some education on the bottom and maybe some goals or whatever. Does that sound
for
like
sure.
a good resume to you?
Yep, and I think if you did the content inside the under the job title or the company, if you did it in bullet format, it's just a little bit easier to read, and it's kind of how people read resumes. You know,
can you write
just
stuff?
Quick.
It's just like stuff.
Yeah,
AJ, what would you write, AJ, to as a job description for what you do here?
What I do here, okay. Let's see. Morning show, co-host, inappropriate noises, parody songs, and general stuff. And make coffee.
Hmm. Okay.
Our boss isn't listening, is he?
I like the inappropriate noises part.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time that's what our boss said, make inappropriate noises. Mm. I looked at the pie and I was like, ooh, cool. Like, I'm right. He gets me, man.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He gets me.
What's the next thing on the list?
So the next thing I had was not asking questions during the interview, unprepared about the company that you're interviewing with. This once again, is one of those items where it takes a minimal amount of effort, but it's a very powerful tool to have during the interview. Just learn a little bit about the company before you go in. It's one of the most frequent questions they ask. What do you know about our company? And be prepared to ask questions about the role and the company during the interview.
Not how much am I making right now?
Yeah, that's a great question to ask right out of the gate, right when you sit down. No, not at all.
See, now I would have done that, and I would have blamed you, you boob.
Don't call our guest a boob.
I'm kidding,
of course. The worst questions to ask.
I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny, because when you said that, AJ was like, cool.
Right. I nailed it. I got one right.
As I was walking through the door, I said that. How much money am I making this?
Exactly.
All right, what type of questions would you want to ask?
I think you want to ask a little bit about the role that you're applying for, right? And kind of get into some detail about the goals, what they want to accomplish with this position, asking them a little bit about the management, the leadership, the direction of the company, I mean, these are goals. These are questions that kind of show your emotional intelligence, right? And those are really important things to have during the interview process. That's what people connect to. When companies are hiring individuals, they hire to the people that they connect with. And so the skill set, super important, right? I mean, they're not going to hire you if you're not skilled for the job. But what they are going to do, and it's going to be a tipping point, is if they can connect with you during the interview. And that is one of the best ways to do it. You know, it sort of triggers the emotions in people. And when people emotionally connect with others, that's where relationships are built. And that's how people hire. I mean, that's frankly.
So, like, play footsie under the desk or something like that?
Yeah, you can.
I'm trying to connect with you. Do you feel it?
Yeah, write that down, Amy.
Is that your bare foot against my leg?
When do you talk salary?
Right?
You talk after you get offered the job?
I think so. Obviously, in a case like ours, we deal with that for the candidates that we're working with. But if you're dealing with it on your own, I think a good way to handle it is to talk to them about what your salary expectations are. Okay, so companies can no longer ask what you're earning. Okay, so what they need to do is ask you what your expectations are. And so if the company that you're interviewing with does not ask that, and it's sort of that silence, you know, you could talk to them about what kind of compensation package you are looking for. This is what I need to make. You know, benefits are super important now. So it's one of those things where it needs to be discussed. Vacation, super important. I mean, people will actually trade some salary for a more generous vacation PTO package.
Right, work from home kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
right.
That's big now, too. Yeah.
Pants optional is
huge,
great.
Huge, yep. Huge.
Oh, this is
huge.
Good. We're going to podcast all this, so if you're just coming in, you can hear mistakes people make while applying for jobs. We're learning lots here. We're going to
the work-from-home thing, Phil, is going to be huge, too. I mean, it's just such a – it's amazing how that has changed so dynamically in 20 months.
Right.
People my age, very important to them.
Yeah, have you seen my phone?
No. Huge.
Well, you could pay less.
Yep.
And it's a bigger, higher quality of life.
Yeah, the commute time, all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly, the commute time, AJ. Yeah. Yep. Amazing.
Because then you can live anywhere. Really.
You can.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're only going in two or three times a day. Yeah.
Tuscaloosa.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
All right, Anthony, hold on one second. It's a fun segment. I could talk to this guy all day. You know, lots of folks out there, AJ, looking for work.
Yes.
It's tough.
It is.
You're competing against a lot of people, so you have to stand out.
You want the edge.
When you go to interview, you have to be strong.
Yes.
Right? You have to do a good job. So Anthony with Reitman Personnel is giving us the top five things people maybe don't do as well as they should when they go to interview. All right, one is they don't have up-to-date information on their resume and or have spelling, grammatical errors. They don't ask questions during the interview or they ask AJ-type questions.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You should know something about the company when you go in there.
You know, located.
Number three, Anthony.
All right, number three. I said they rarely can people apply for jobs in person nowadays, but when they have an opportunity to and they actually have an opportunity to go to an interview, they really need to dress appropriately. And we have become incredibly casual as a society, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just super, okay? And so I get it. However, I always say Connecticut is an ultra-conservative state still, okay? And amazingly enough, the difference that it makes when an individual dresses appropriately for that interview, right, and they look like they've put some effort into that presentation, it financially impacts them. I mean, it literally helps them because they get better offers just on doing something simple like that. And I put that down simply because you would not believe the amount of individuals that go to interviews dressed inappropriately.
So you should dress a little bit, you know, let's just say sales job here, right? You're not going to wear a suit and tie every day. But when you come to interview, you should wear a suit and tie.
Oh, yeah. Total business.
Yes.
Yeah, no legs, sweatpants, juicy on the ass. Yeah.
You know the bigger piece of that, though, Chaz?
Yeah.
It's a sign of respect.
Right.
Yeah. Don't dress like a fly girl.
Dress like for success.
Yes.
Yeah.
It rhymes.
Actually, wear shoes and socks, right? Yeah.
Number four.
Number four, do not bring food or drink into your interview. The most common thing we're seeing now with people is they literally come into an interview with a cup of coffee, or they're bringing a water bottle, or they have their little Yeti bottle with them in the interview. You know?
Or their McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I should have gotten you an Egg McMuffin.
Wow.
it's just not necessary, you know, and it's amazing
lot.
What a negative view that is. But you would think it would be something very, like, that would be something that would be sort of common sense. But amazingly enough, that's what happens nowadays. So,
number five.
Really important. Do not talk negatively about either your current role, if you're in a job, or your previous role. And, you know, don't bash that employer. Don't bash your managers. Don't bash your supervisors. As tempting as it might be for you, there is nothing good that's coming out of that.
So what do you say? Just basically, I feel like it's time to go. It's time for a new challenge.
Yeah, wait till the first week of the episode.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, this was a great place. Learned a lot. Took a lot away from it, you know. And
it's not
moving
challenging.
Forward, it's a good time. Yep, for a change.
And you should also be prepared to answer questions like, what is your strength? What is your weakness?
What do you want?
What are you on?
Right.
Give me an example of how you overcame a challenge, right? They love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
AJ, give me an example of how you overcame a challenge.
I found the elevator.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll be calling you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Wait outside or?
All right, we're going to link up to reitmanpersonnel.com. Anthony, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Thank you. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.